hasn't been prosecuted. That one, when he appeared for court, the district attorney's office was not prepared, and you know, gave him a letter saying that he would be informed if they decided to prosecute the case.
Do you believe that the mayor is in any way involved in having him arrested? Of course, Mayor Adams is a former police officer himself.
You know, I can't speculate on what his specific role is, but we do know that Mayor Adams has been a huge proponent of ramping up police at pro-Palestine protesters, at pro-Palestine protests, excuse me. He has signed off on millions of dollars in overtime for the NYPD, who we have seen use increasing violence against Palestine protesters. You know, we're now 10 months into the genocide, and the violence at these protests continues. Meanwhile, Mayor Eric Adams is a huge proponent for cutting public services like the New York Public Library and 3K. And, you know, that hate crimes legislation is supposed to protect the most vulnerable people. It's supposed to prevent race-based violence. And actually, where we're seeing so much of that race-based violence in New York City is at these protests committed by the NYPD against Black and brown people, against Palestinians, and against anti-Zionist Jews. And you know, the city's resources would be much better spent addressing that.
So you're Palestinian-American. You're a Palestinian-American lawyer representing a Jewish journalist. If you can talk about how this fits into what you see as a broader crackdown on the pro-Palestinian protests, and particularly start by addressing groups like the Committee to Protect Journalists and the press freedom groups that are standing up for Samuel.
Yes. So it's wonderful to see all of these press groups standing up for Samuel, speaking out against the assault on journalists. And this is an assault on journalists that is happening worldwide. We are now 306 days into the genocide, and over 100 journalists, as you know well, have been massacred, and many more detained by Israel. This is an attempt to—it is an extremely concerning assault on the First Amendment. The reason why the freedom of press is so strongly protected is because there's some underlying belief that in order for the public to meaningfully participate in a democracy, they must be actually informed. And criminalizing the press, manufacturing risk that they will be prosecuted if they cover protests, is extremely chilling behavior. And everyone should be speaking up about it. Everyone should be concerned. Everyone should be identifying this as a political decision and not a legal one. It is political to charge a journalist with a crime while he is, you know, again, if he is proven to be there and if there is no evidence that he engaged in any of the underlying property damage, that he was just doing his job. It's extremely concerning that he's being charged, and even more concerning that he's being charged with a hate crime. And it's concerning that all of these people are being prosecuted for hate crimes, because it is an absolute misuse of the hate crimes legislation, and again, an exploitation of the law, which is not new, unfortunately, in this country, as we all know very well, an exploitation of the law to prosecute the most vulnerable in favor of the most powerful. And in this case, it's very stark.
Lena Widdy is attorney for Samuel Seligson, a New York City-based journalist charged with felony hate crime for allegedly filming pro-Palestinian activists hurling red paint at the homes of top officials at the Brooklyn Museum. Seligson's work has appeared in Reuters, Al Jazeera, ABC, and Fox News. That does it for our show. Democracy Now! Is currently accepting applications for director of development, support our fundraising efforts, and an archives intern to support our archives team. Learn more and apply at democracynow.org. Democracy Now! Is produced with Renee Feltz, Mike Burke. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us for another edition of Democracy Now!
WICT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Thank you. Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
This is the Thank you. Dr. Mike Lenore with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Asthma affects 25 million people nationwide, and every day 10 people die with it, with African American women and children being most at risk. Early warning signs include coughing, especially at night, or with exercise and wheezing. Almost all asthma can be effectively managed with a good action plan. So talk with your doctor today, and for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
This is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
What we're going to do right here is go back, way back, back into time, when the only people that existed were troglodytes, cavemen, cave women, Neanderthal, troglodytes. Let's take the average caveman at home, listening to his cereal.
Yep, that is what he's doing. And he is listening to Zombo. No, he's not really. He's not listening to this. This is me making stuff up. This is Zombo's Deep Archive. And I am playing shows from back, way back, back in the time. Today's show goes back, oh my gosh, 13 years to July the 17th, 2009. So let's dig into Zombo's Deep Archive. And you can hear my regular, irregular show, Zombo in Your Brain, every Friday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And you can get all the Zombo you want at zomboco.com. You can download and stream shows there. Zomboco.com. All right, let's get into the Deep Archive. July the 17th, 2009. WRCT in the Pittsburgh.
One night your shadow fell upon my lonely room. I touched your golden hair and tasted your perfume. Your eyes were filled with love the way they used to be. Your gentle hand reached out to comfort me. Then came the dawn, and you were gone.